Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and this week I'm joined by my friend Will.
Hello.
And my friend Robbie.
Hello there.
How are you guys?
Very well. Extremely well, actually. Yeah.
Not competition.
No, you've had some great news recently.
He's good, but I'm better.
You've had some good news recently. You're recently engaged. What is that?
That's good news. You'd be happy about it.
As I said to Rory, I'm calling it Girlfriend +++.
Satirical. David Davis will get that.
You alright?
Yeah, I mean, I made it up north. I mean,
no nosebleeds so far.
not yet. I mean, usually the podcast is coming out of South London in Peckham, but no, I'm up north in, where are we?
Harringay Green Lanes.
Wow.
And forgive me if my kitchen is a little reverby.
Yeah, apologies listeners for the next. I mean, it's been a hell of a week. Yeah. So there's only one way to tackle the biggest story of the week, and that's with the facts.
Facts.
The facts. Have you seen outside?
Yeah, it's white, isn't it? It's white, there's stuff on the ground, it's quite cold.
The maddest thing about it is it's meant to be spring.
Well, yeah.
Can you believe it's March?
It's genuinely terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Normally you get a bit like, oh, you've never seen snow before, but this week you're actually like, whoa, snow. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's like loads of it. I know I got sent home from work yesterday. We're like,
you did.
I would have been there till about 9:30.
Are you a school
and
child?
They said, they used the word evacuate. They said, we're evacuating Pinewood. And then they evacuated. And we all bloody.
I'm not sure that we had the extreme weather that the other parts of the country did. I think people are taking the piss a little.
Yeah,
bit. We didn't get our paper this morning, and we called.
Just wandered down, bought the mail in person.
We called them up and we were like, it's struck for extreme weather conditions, and it was totally fine outside. So we think people are maybe taking a little bit of the piss, but.
Yeah.
The issue is the
I think people getting caught up on the red alert thing as well. Like, my sister was like, I mean, I can't believe they're making it, like, when we were working Wednesday, she's like, don't they know there's a red alert? And I'm like, yeah, in Scotland.
Yeah,
in Scotland, don't get confused. West of London. It's just like a bit of sort of.
Yeah, this is like the classic South response. Like, we get a tenth of the issue. But listeners, we're going to be talking about the snow. That is the biggest
otherwise
issue.
Otherwise known as.
So it was a combination of.
The Beast from the East.
Yeah. And Storm Emma.
Storm Emma from Portugal.
It's quite a juxtaposition of.
Quite an odd name if she's from Portugal. Yeah.
Not a classic Portugal name, but you're allowed to call your storms whatever you want.
That's, give me a classic like, Portuguese name.
Do not call me on that.
He's got loads.
Cultural knowledge.
No, I haven't got.
Any.
Go for Maria. Maria.
Why not?
Storm Maria didn't come. That's to come. That's when we get to M.
Did you think one sounded a lot friendlier than the other, though?
Yeah.
The Scots had the Beast from the East, and the West Country had.
I thought everyone got a bit of everything. I thought we got a bit of Beast from the East at the first half of the week, and then Storm.
Emma came in and just like messed a few things around at the end. So like Beast from the East came in and was like, I'm going to fuck you up. And then Storm Emma was like, I'm going to move east some filing. So we do joke, you know, there have been fatalities.
We'll have a minute silence.
Yes.
After the
podcast. I saw some fake news based on the storms yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. It said.
Great way to introduce a bit there.
It was.
Will I have something to say?
No, I literally just thought of it. YouTube video. It said.
Yeah.
2018 storm motorway crash. Unbelievable. Must watch. I was like,
oh my God.
Definitely going to watch that.
Right.
Watched it. I was like, it was like 2 minutes of cars just piling up and piling up and piling up, crashing each other on the motorway. And then I realised that they were all driving on the right. And it was just some stock footage of a motorway crash in the snow
in America.
But by that point, about 3 million people had watched it.
Did it have The Rock in it? Was it just was it just a
it was
scene?
From Geostorm?
So you were affected by the snow clearly, Will, yesterday
emotionally.
emotionally.
The, I've been sort of following it on BBC.
I've just been following it, walking around.
My way of us tracking it in terms of research for this podcast was tracking it through about an hour and a half of hashtags on Instagram.
You're like a really lame storm chaser, whereas actual storm chasers chase them in real life. You chase them online.
On Instagram. Yeah. All right, here's some of these hashtags.
Right, so you've been following the hashtags relating to the snow.
And disclaimer for anyone, well, not disclaimer, but if anyone's listening and you recognise your own hashtag, you know, no offence, but I do think you're a bit of a prat.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Or a bit.
Great when you put no offence before that. No offence, man, you're a dick.
Hashtag it's raining polystyrene. That was one.
Someone's.
Well, that's hashtag. Hashtag someone in the Met office is on the wind up. Hashtag this little fella's first time in proper snow. Hashtag office winter wonderland.
What's
hashtag
the beast on the east. That's just probably quite a sweet little thing.
I know, but it's just a lot of them, aren't
it?
Hashtag snow. Hashtag photo. Hashtag snowy city view.
Hashtag photo.
Hashtag stop the snow. Hashtag broken boiler woes. Hashtag snow. Hashtag snow. Hashtag snow. Hashtag snow, hashtag day, hashtag snow day, hashtag icicles.
Okay.
And then there's a second group of people who've, you know, seen snow before, but, and, you know, but they think would like to post anyway, and then just do hashtag obligatory snow photo.
They use that hashtag
obligatory. Yeah, that is the hashtag.
I like that one. So did you get some good tweets out of that when you were, like, following those hashtags, or did you just mainly...
What's a tweet? I'm not on Twitter. Do you tweet?
No, you have hashtags on. Are you talking about Instagram?
Insta.
Yeah, Sorry.
So really, you've just been looking at strangers' photos of the snow.
Oh no, they're not. These are all people people I know.
That's even worse.
Yes.
So,
if you could recognise yours.
Actually, these are people that you would count as friends, or at least they'd count you as a friend.
Followers, I'd say. Followers.
Your followers.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, well, we could probably narrow those down, so we'll just go look at it.
Comb through them.
Track some of those down. So, I mean, I was on my epic journey up North London, I made notes of some of my favourite stories from the snow week, the week that was.
Yes.
Did you hear about the Greggs delivery guy?
No.
He went, do you know what, I'm going to bring some joy to the world. Everyone was stuck on the A1. He's got a big... Do you know what he did?
He delivered,
a baby.
Steak bakes. He delivered a baby on the M62.
Molten hot cheese and beans.
Steak and... He gave everyone steak bakes.
He called up head office, got permission to get out of his lorry and start handing out donuts, biscuits, cakes to all the people in their cars.
Yeah. Was that on the M80? People trapped there for 18 hours.
No, what? Really?
Ooh. You know we've heard about this.
No.
That's like the story in Scotland.
Yeah. Some of us have been snow chasing.
People were trapped on a motorway for like 18 hours.
That's insane.
Yeah, snowed on the A303 down towards Devon.
Did you just watch it in real time?
I felt like I did.
It's just like, that was... A little bit of a traffic report, but like a day late, so completely useless.
Avoid the A303 yesterday.
So that was one story. There was...
That's kind, isn't it? It's very kind.
Very good marketing story, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we're talking about it, publicising it.
I feel like the weather situations like this give you a really good picture of the different ends of the spectrum of humanity. And you have these stories like, oh, the Greggs guy, people aren't all bad. And then you hear that a mob looted Lidl entirely and then tried to destroy the Lidl with a digger.
What?
With a digger?
That's not even related to snow.
But what can the justification be? Oh right, it's 3 inches of snow and they'd better go destroy the Lidl. It is the end of days.
They've been looking for an excuse to take out on the German discounters.
You can imagine this.
Was it closed?
It was at night. You can imagine those that a father and son walking by the Lidl every day go, One day, son, we'll show that.
We'll have everything in there.
We'll show that little
one. I'm biding my time.
I've got a job at JCB, especially.
One day there'll be a snowfall.
So why didn't I hear about this? Where was this? I don't know, but I'm a bit sceptical of that story.
You didn't hear about it because it was in the news.
So Uber was also sort of under fire because it decided to put its rates up by 5 times.
Right, so yeah.
People were classic Uber.
Not as bad as when they
stopped you this morning, did it? Made money.
Not as bad as when they did it for the terrorist attack in London. Did you hear about that? They surge price everything. Yeah. Well, because everyone's trying to get out of Borough.
Oh god.
And they like did 3 times search.
They're never good at reading the room.
No.
Situations. They do capitalise on tragedy. There's
Uber. We capitalise on tragedy.
Online.
There was a man who set up his own like little Snapchat channel just like he, outside his room. There was just a really good spot where no one could walk down it without falling over.
Oh yeah,
slipping over. So he just started like streaming that, and that picked up quite a lot of momentum. Again, on the mean side of the humanity.
Well, slapstick.
You can't beat a bit of slapstick.
I watched the entire 2 minutes of highlights, and it was fantastic.
Yeah,
you can't really beat someone.
Gets a bit samey after a while, though, is it?
Yeah, but
then it goes round again.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It stops being funny again.
Yeah, I've seen 10 people slip over. Is that still funny? Oh wait, someone else has just fallen over. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's still funny. Yeah,
that's kind of how.
Wonder what he's gonna do. Oh, he's over. Yeah. What about her? Yeah. Carry on watching.
So, do we think this is another example of like the UK not being able to handle any kind of crisis, or do you think this?
I think we've done well.
I think we've done all right. Yeah.
So when there was an actual beast.
I think we're all too ready to criticise our infrastructure in this scenario, but we're not. You know, there's a reason we're not built for it. It's because we've never really had weather like this. You know.
You're full of insights, aren't you?
Well, we haven't had weather like this since the 60s, apparently.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the coldest March day ever on record.
Yeah, so, you know, you can say, like, there's always these people who, like, juxtaposition, like, an image of a Canadian train. It's like, why can't we have trains like this? Because it's not in Canada, that's why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or the Canadians go, taking a day off work, I once had to cross-country ski my way to work.
Yeah, that's why I don't live in Canada.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you think it's just this is an anomaly, this is a freak scenario, that it's fine that Waterloo
might happen
shut
more
down
and more,
and
mate.
Could happen more, and do you know why? I reckon it's because of global warming.
No.
Yeah.
Are we going there?
We are going to go there, mate.
We're going to go to the global warming.
The polar
vortex.
I can
give you 5 facts about global warming.
I don't know anything about
it. Hoax, no. Conspiracy,
I'll tell you what,
China.
When I said, I'll give you 2 and 3 more if you need them.
Waiting for that. So, fact number 1.
Emissions. You're just going to do buzzwords.
Carbon emissions, is it? Or
you said carbon, I said emissions.
He just said emissions.
That's not...
Ice caps.
Is that fact number 2? So we've got fact number 1, emissions. Number 2, ice caps.
Number 3... I said maybe 2.
We do need them.
I was kind of hoping you wouldn't. Plastics.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've heard about them. 4.
Greenhouse gases.
Greenhouse gases.
Similar to
emissions. There. Yeah. Carry on.
Number 5. Just to complete. Fact number 5.
Not facts. They're not facts. He's just saying words.
Oh no, I've got one. Polar bears.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a mood board, if anything.
So basically, the polar vortex, right? Which is like the cold, like, wind that like circles around the polar, the North Pole.
Okay.
Sorry, is this where you come in with the actual facts?
Yes.
Okay.
Which circles around the troposphere, right?
Right.
Has warmed, okay? And has collapsed, essentially. So the someone gave the analogy of, like, imagine the fridge door for the Arctic has been opened.
Oh, no.
And all of the cold air is spilling out and the warm air is spilling in. So essentially, you've got a hot Arctic and a cold Northern Hemisphere.
And is this, and that's because of global warming?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah, because basically the air currents are now too warm for the Arctic polar vortex to rebuff basically. So they can't cope with it. So essentially, too much hot air is getting in, which means at a certain point this month there have been like 10 days where the Arctic has been warmer than London, Paris, and New York.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
From the little I know.
There have been anomalies before, but this is like an anomaly of another anomaly.
Easy for you to say.
I'm fair.
That's the first time I've had any of this explained to me.
No, I was enjoying his hand movements. What the listeners missed out there It's like, you know, like a geography teacher would do.
Yeah.
Explaining things with
actually that kind of compliments.
We'll turn this into a vlog one day or whatever. We'll start.
No, well
I also coach PE.
So
not quite as informative as my facts, but still good effort.
Because you've got all these people like Farage, obviously. Farage waded in going, all these people talking about... He doesn't really speak like that, does he?
Do it like that.
All these people talking about global warming. It's bloody cold, isn't it? And all that. And then everyone jumped on him being like, that's not how it works.
But also, what I don't understand is where people go, when it's cold here, it's like global warming. Not like UK warming, outside my front door warming. It's
I
like
never really global thought that, actually. I never really thought that those two words mean...
what they mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Weird, that, isn't it?
I've never
paired them together.
I've just seen it as like a wrapper for buzzwords. I've never actually seen it as like what it is.
Clearly a wrapper for buzzwords, of which some aren't even related to global warming, like polar bears.
Call it like Britain colding, if you're going to do that.
So, because and obviously there was a famous tweet from Trump saying it's really cold here in New York. We need global warming.
Yeah. Like.
So, but it's not bespoke warming.
No, it's not like on demand warming, like now TV warming.
We're not going to be able to get the planet to a state where everyone's in at their optimum temperature.
Sorry.
What?
Oh, I don't know. It's funny, isn't it? All this snow just sends you all a bit loopy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So this is the first time I've had the weather explained to me.
Well, let me explain another thing to you.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Really?
Whoa.
No. It might not be as bad. So basically, it's like a hypothesis at the minute. And it's hypothesis, sorry. And
is that the plural?
That's almost what like the hypothesis is the plural, yeah.
Okay.
If
you're
like,
reading
what? I've read
big words.
Will's
well, like, it's hypothesis. Will's that essentially out. that it's collapsed, right?
Yeah.
But and it might just be an anomaly. And obviously now that like we're experiencing more normal weather, that means that it should, by in theory, get colder in the Arctic again. But it might not, and we might have like broken it already.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's the issue. And the Arctic ice is melting at like record speeds. Like it's like ridiculous. It's like 13% per decade or something reducing by.
Is it all hands on deck? Do we need to be going to the
Arctic? All hands on deck, mate. Stop eating meat. Start recycling and drive electric cars. Or just don't drive.
I don't drive, I can't. I get just baffled by
and
it.
Grow your own veg and don't eat anything from abroad.
Okay. All right. Seasonal. That would have been my sixth.
Stop having so much fun, everyone.
Okay, right. I can do most of the things you said. I still don't quite understand recycling, but well.
Well, that's. Oh, no. Do you want me to tell you about
it? Yeah, go on.
Compostable bags. That's the new one, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah,
we need a new one. Go on.
They're quite expensive, aren't they? So it sort of puts you off. And then you've got to clean the beans out of your tins. I read a terrifying statistic.
I just imagine.
There's
a UN speech.
If you don't clean the beans out of the tin, it can ruin the whole batch of recycling.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yes. And then it goes into landfills. So don't you be the guy to ruin
it. It's mad, isn't it? Yeah. They literally go like, well, throw
and
the
that's
baby
beans.
Out of the bath water.
And that's from beans.
And that's beans, which we all think just like decompose and go into the air.
But you can't recycle beans.
Now get that tin out of my sight. And that's beans.
And this we covered last week,
Can I put it in the compost section?
No.
Can you put it in the recycling section?
No.
For the same reasons. Now get that beans out of my sight. And
get
that's
beans!
And that's recycling.
Very good. I'm pleased you guys got that out of your system.
Saturday, releasing a bag.
Well, that's all we've got time for on the fact. We got, it was very shaky in terms of information being shared. And then at the end, Robbie brought in actual science that we're all going to go sit back and contemplate on after this podcast.
There you go.
But thank you.
Task Force.
I've had a call from Jeffrey. Do you remember Jeffrey?
I don't. Who's Jeffrey?
Do you remember those millions of Jeffrey all under one roof?
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey the giraffe.
That's the lyric to the song.
Will, you can't.
You've seen that song a lot.
No.
There's a million all under one roof. And it's called Toys R Us.
No. Toys R Us.
No, it goes. And it's called Toys R Us.
Too soon.
And it's called Toys R Us.
thought it was called Toys R Us, Toys R Us, Toys R Us.
No, there's me.
Well, I can show you a YouTube video.
It's called Toys R Us.
Hmm. You're missing the key bit where it's there's Millions Said Jeffrey.
Said Jeffrey, yeah. There's Millions Said Jeffrey under one roof.
And it's called
Toys R Us, Toys R Us.
So Toys R Us is in trouble this week. For the feel-good factor of the song, it's...
Jeffrey's been done.
The future is bleak. Jeffrey is called...
Don't put a giraffe harassment. In charge.
He's been harassing other giraffes.
Not true, but that's a legend.
He's been sticking his neck in.
We were waiting for a giraffe joke. We've never had a giraffe joke on This Might Be The News. So did you see it was the end of the month this week, and... Toys R Us did file for
administration.
Yes. So I think they keeping the Toys R Us's open for now while they work out the plan.
26 already closing down, 3,000 jobs at risk.
This is not good. How many giraffes are affected? Just one.
Don't forget all the other giraffes in store. All the work giraffes. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey's the chief giraffe.
Think of all them.
Think of all of them.
So he's called me and he said, "Rory, you had great success last week with helping Colonel Sanders with saving KFC. KFC's back in business."
Thank you for that, by the way.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
Rory, hey, they've run out of gravy, though, haven't they?
Yeah.
Insane.
Caught red-handed.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know gravy was a thing at KFC. Did you get involved in the gravy?
Yeah, sorry.
You've never.
You should stop talking about it if you don't know about it.
You've never dunked a wing.
I'm a novice when it comes to KFC.
They got me in
as an impartial consultant.
So what do you get when you get a Wicked Zinger?
Which one's the Wicked Zinger?
With your sides. What sides do you get?
Don't worry. Do you know, I usually let someone order for me at KFC. That's because I won't get it right.
Because you either use beans or gravy as lubrication.
So do you get the seats and you go, just order for me?
Yeah,
Surprise me.
I'll get the straws. Don't get the straws, mate.
That's part of it. There you go.
Can't say straws anymore.
Unbelievable.
Can't do straws anymore.
Anyway, we digressed in the colonel's back in business, and it's Jeffrey, the giraffe, the corporate giraffe that we need to help. And he's got an idea. He said, "You get the best creative minds you can find."
Well, you're lucky; you found us.
They were busy, but you two were booked in, and we're going to invent a new toy.
Okay,
it's going to bring in the people. You know, like how sometimes like a product can change the fortunes.
What if they aren't toys? What if it's toys
aren't us?
And they sell everything that isn't a toy.
That's the new category. That
toys, not us. Toys aren't us.
Go next door.
Toys aren't us.
Go next door for toys. Everything but toys. You name
paper
it.
Paper clips.
Wheelie bins.
Cheese strings. Cheese strings aren't toys.
Wheelie bins. Compostable bags.
Buzz saws.
Fake certificates. Buzzwords. You can buy a package of buzzwords. Potentially,
if you want a buzzword, you should come to me.
Anyway, so you guys, I think I gave you about an hour to think about this.
Thank you for that.
I misunderstood when you. I thought you were going to say come up with something to bring the kids back to Toys R Us.
Well, if we've got, I mean, if we haven't got.
I think at this stage, anything will do.
Okay, I've got one idea. It's one word, two syllables. Clowns.
Okay.
Can you say that again with the two syllables, please?
Clowns.
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 But expanding your idea.
I think it says, get the clowns.
Well, in a minute.
Everyone loves clowns. Kids love clowns.
Did you just have like...
Send in the clowns.
Yeah. Send in the
clowns.
Send
in the clowns was in your head.
I've never heard of that. I don't know what that is.
That's just a song.
No, I was just thinking, if you... Because everything's about the experience these days, isn't it? You can't just be a shopping centre.
You're right.
You've got to do massage.
You're right.
You know?
No, we're not doing that.
Well, you're right. Kids massage.
You've got to do frozen yoghurt, haven't you? So, if you're a toy shop, you've got to do clowns, haven't you? Do you know what I mean?
We're not doing clown massage. We can't have the clown.
What's the massage thing?
No, I'm saying if you go to Blue Water, go to Blue Water,
yes.
You can go and get a massage, you can get your nails done, you can get froyo.
Can you?
Yeah. If you go to Toys R Us, why don't you get those trampolines with the straps that the kids love?
Yes, good idea.
Clowns.
So make it more experiential.
Exactly. Yeah. It's got to be about the experience.
Try before you buy.
No.
Break it before you
buy. So
they could have like a electric set up around the outside and then you can let the kids play.
That'd be fun.
No, something you can't do online. Okay.
Yeah,
because this is all starting to sound a lot like Hamleys.
Yeah, and they're not closing down, are they?
Well, is there only one Hamleys?
Yeah, flagship.
I don't know how many, maybe there's more Hamleys, I don't know. But like, I feel like there's the big one where there's always a guy blowing bubbles out of the door.
Okay, what about one thing that always sells? Sex.
Toys R Us.
Sex Toys R Us.
Sex Toys R Us. It was always going to happen, in this being a suggestion. So would this be a sister chain or a department within the existing...
No, you literally get the word sex and you fix it to the top of the thing. Yeah. And you clear all the toys out there, bar some of them that could potentially be used for sexual purposes.
Repurposed.
Yeah.
It's a bit crass. Nasty.
Well, hard times is hard.
Oh, I imagined...
That's the tagline.
I don't get it. I was thinking, when you said sex toys, I was thinking there might be like, you know, you get that sort of... those like drapes you get at the back of like a little corner shop. Where it goes through to like their bit. Imagining you can have that at the back of Toys R Us and it'd be like, all right, you go and look at the clowns, mummy and daddy are going to go, mummy and daddy crash.
There used to be one in Southampton called the Private Shop.
There you go. Yeah. There's one of the 406 called Private Shop.
Yeah, there's one actually, it's one of the A1 actually just past the BP garage just on the left that stays open quite late actually.
Yeah, free butt plugs with every purchase.
Mm.
It's good to know. It's good to know.
It's very generous, that, isn't it?
It can be.
Somehow they're still in business with that business model.
I started, so, you know, I had a real idea. What you did was just obvious, crass, and you've lowered the tone.
I thought of an idea to save Maplins.
Now that we've nailed Toys R Us, we're stamping the words.
What if Maplin stood for something?
Right.
Right. Matthew Perry's life insurance.
I don't get it.
And it's people whose bodies are ravaged by the effects of cocaine.
Okay.
And they can't get life insurance anywhere else.
Maplin.
I think
Perry's life insurance.
I mean, this is only going to work if Matthew Perry is in any way bought in on promoting this.
He's going
to
buy it.
I prefer the stuff you do about the sex toys, to be honest. you know what, Maplin has actually hit a bit of a sore point with me because that was always my plan B career-wise.
Was
a job at Maplin. Yeah,
that's.
I once, honestly, Paddy almost convinced me that my destiny was to start a career at the Sony Centre.
Yeah,
and Maplin's sort of an umbrella. You know, they don't just do you know, prosumer, discotheque, home equipment.
I just think the cables, the cable
cables, connectors.
If you need a cable,
that's you. That is you. Isn't
it? I know. It's a bit like. You know, I got a. When you go in there and you can just smell the cables.
Now you're talking about Matthew Perry.
You'd be chief sales rep for Maplin.
Yeah, I'm gutted about Maplin because again,
there's
stuff you can't do on Amazon, which you can do in Maplin.
Smell the cables.
You can run around. You can talk to a very unknowledgeable sales assistant.
That's the difference. You obviously haven't been to Maplin.
I have.
You're actually really knowledgeable. There's one in 406.
The guy I spoke to wasn't so.
Okay, so you've had mixed experiences at Maplin. Mm. So Maplin was another company that at the end of the month sort of acknowledged that it was in trouble and after looking for a buyer, that didn't work out. So we think if we're going to sex up Toys R Us with clowns as well, are the clowns...
Sexy clowns, that's quite good.
Are the clowns...
All right, we don't have to have sexy clowns.
Your idea
was clowns.
No, it wasn't. My idea was bringing an experience.
Clowns.
Clowns lured you in, as they often do.
Clowns never lure anyone
in.
Clowns terrify people.
There's clowns doing magic outside the shop. They welcome you in. Suddenly you're in like somewhere between a hotel and a spa sort of thing.
Yeah, there's
the mum's being massaged.
Right. By clowns.
By clowns. The kids are playing with this giant Skeletrix.
Like a big arena.
Operated by clowns.
Skeletrix arena. And then all the dads are betting on the kids.
That's good. That's a
new revenue stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Open up a Ladbrokes in the corner.
Turn it into a gambling shop.
Casino.
We've gone full Vegas. There's sex toys.
Get little Shetlands, put the kids on them and race them.
Yeah. My money's on.
My money's on the horse that wins.
Yeah. Everyone doesn't know anything about Shetlands. So we've nailed Toys R Us. I'll call Jeffrey back and let him know.
That's sorted.
Maplin's also in trouble. You think we're going to rebrand it as the Matthew?
I think we should approach him at least.
I ended up going on the Maplin website this week, doing sort of research for this. Yeah. Ended up falling into sort of a black hole, ended up almost buying a 1,000-watt power inverter for my car, which I don't need. Right. So,
I'm
assuming that the online format will still exist, even when the shop shut down.
Yeah.
I just wonder if
they need to get rid of stock, don't they?
That was probably where they shot themselves in the foot, didn't they? By opening an online shop.
Oh, right, because
you know what I mean?
Because that encourages people to not go into the Maplins and smell the cables.
Yeah,
exactly. Wake up and smell the cables. Yeah. No, go online and smell the cables.
They should have just had a website that said, go to Maplin.
Yeah.
Go on maplin.co.uk.
Or, just says, go you to. What about you VR do. Maplin?
Oh, like that.
Okay.
With a bit of scratch and sniff thrown in for
exactly,
him.
Exactly, yeah.
So you've got the goggles on. You can buy the goggles from anywhere but Maplin.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they don't do it. Not in this store anyway.
I think give them the whole online shopping experience up to the point where they check out and then just go, you click check out and it just goes, go and buy a Maplin if you want. Here's your nearest store. And if you want clowns.
Well, as Maplin,
clowns aren't involved in this one, mate.
No, clowns are banned from the premises. As Maplin,
that's one of the rules.
And that is actually their success story.
The one thing they got right. Will, as you're like a massive Maplin fan, like where did Maplin go wrong?
Well, they just, it's online, isn't it? Everything's online these days.
Yeah.
Losing out to Amazon.
Has it lost its charm?
Not for me, but to a lot of people, yeah. And I think a lot of people don't really know what it's about. You know, they might go in there and get a Wi-Fi extender.
Yeah.
Sure. But do they spend enough time in there? No.
Do they get disco balls?
No, they don't. No. I thought, where am I going to get, as I said, my, you know,
disco
home disco lounge.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon will have it.
I thought that.
It's like the Wilkinsons of tech, isn't it, Matt?
It is.
Like, you don't know what, I mean, Wilkinsons, I don't know how they're doing, but they're in a similar position. What would you go into Wilkinsons and buy?
Used to buy just penny sweets.
No, you're thinking of Woolworths, mate.
Oh yeah, Woolworths. That was it.
Woolworths is over. That dream's
I know.
Fully gone. Like,
I think the whole high street's fucked, isn't it?
Like Wilkinson's, you can go in and you can buy a sandwich, but you can't buy other food. You can buy, I think, like wellies, but can you buy
compostable, you know, refuse sacks?
Maybe that's the thing. You can't go into that shop knowing for 100% sure that they're
going to have it.
That's it in it as well. Stock.
Yeah.
What about stock?
Well, often the things aren't in the store. You leave frustrated.
This is often the experience.
Is that just about shops in general?
Just shops in general. Shops.
Always check online first. See if they've got it.
Yeah. Like Argos.
Call them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are, now that we've got all this internet stuff, a lot of the shop systems, you do start to wonder, like, why are we all fine with the Argos system? With like the writing the number down and then you give it to someone and then they sort of look up like it's some sort of lottery about whether the numbers you've put in will actually match with something that they've got behind the wall.
Have you ever thought about the front of an Argos being like the tip of an iceberg?
Oh, we're bringing it back to global warming, are we?
Do you mean as in like it's a tiny
no
front,
well even if it's not tiny, just imagine how big it must be behind there, because all you've got out front catalogue and the actual catalogue is in real life behind that wall.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But not all of it.
It's like when you think about the universe.
Yeah, I mean, Argos, the universe. Yeah, I mean, we're hitting the big questions.
It's relative.
This
good analogy, though. I like
just
it.
Yeah.
Ask our listeners to stop and just have a really big think about Argos when you think about it.
That back room. Think about how big that back room must be.
I suppose the bigger question is
can it get any bigger than that?
What if Maplin's folding, what's it going to replace by? And what if everything, you know, starts folding? So what will everything be replaced by? Will it just be gambling shops?
Bitcoin shops, that's what it will be.
Bitcoin shops.
All that crypto
it can't be Oxfam shops anymore, can it? You can't say Oxfam anymore.
Oh, you can't say anything anymore, can you?
But maybe we can take advantage of this and open our own shop.
Come up with a new kind of experience shop.
Like downtime?
Yeah, by time. By
mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
We're going to sell mindfulness.
I've got an idea. It's called spa.
No. Tell me more.
There's already a shop called Spa.
Oh, yeah.
This is spelled S-P-A. People go there. S-P-A.
It's a bit like All Days.
No, but yes, you go in, and yeah. someone's there, and there's like panpipe music playing, yeah. there's trickling water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like a little Zen garden.
Yeah. And you go in, you go, hello, I would like a nice time, please. And I'll go, that's £80.
Sounds like in the back in the private shop.
Go through this door.
I'd like half an hour of a nice time, if you get what I mean.
Sorry, Nigel Farage back.
Yeah, he is. It's a very Farage.
Tell me more about this spa.
Right. Massages. Aqua.
Facials.
So again, we're back in the...
You can't bring your phone in. There's a box that you put your phone in, because that's like the main thing people are having issues with. They can't unplug from their phone. So that's the first rule of spa.
Yeah.
Not with an R. That's the tagline.
No. The second rule of spa
is...
don't...
talk about spa.
Number two is be present. That's a big phrase at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, be present.
Be present, be mindful.
So put your phone away, be present, commit to the spa, be it 30 minutes, an hour, or an all-dayer. If you're going to be there for an all-dayer. And
that's going to be £180 if it's an all-dayer. Though.
Yeah. Good point. There's no booze, no drugs. What do you think of that?
Yeah,
That doesn't sound good.
I'm going to go back to Matthew Perry's insurance.
I think so.
It's snowing there.
I think that's a better...
spa... clowns.
No, right, that's genuinely all we've got time for. On this
Matthew Perry dresses a clown.
Matthew Perry dresses a clown outside a spa, webinar.
No R.
Oh, this is awful.
We really took the listeners on a journey there. I think that journey would be a generous word for it. Mm. But that is all we've got time for on this week's task force. So I'm going to call Jeffrey. He's going to be very confused because mainly we've got a very different product that we've come up with.
A few ideas.
We want to turn his shops into
a clown sex den.
A clown sex den is what we came up with. I think it was always going to go that way. But thank you both for helping me with Task Force.
Pleasure.
Quiz?
The quiz. You know how the quiz works. Mm. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you say your name. If you're right, I give you a point.
Should we mix it up this week?
What do you mean?
I say your name, you say mine.
That sounds confusing.
Okay.
But then if you say my name, then I have to answer.
Yeah, nominate.
You nominate, okay. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Okay, right. Question...
I can't answer. We can only...
Let's see how this goes. Question number one. Why has Winnie the Pooh been censored in China?
Robbie.
Because in China, bears are...
Bears.
You say bears are bad bears
because they see it as encouragement for children to steal honey.
I mean, no point. So
do you know honey's not vegan? So
yeah, I'm aware of that.
Another fact.
Because they're slaves, aren't they? They're honey slaves.
We're making the bees work for it. It's because Winnie the Pooh is a social media nickname for President Jinping. And he doesn't like it. He's said enough's enough. We've all had a good...
See, I knew that. I was just waiting for Robbie to nominate me.
He doesn't look it.
So I think I should get a point for that.
Did you actually know that?
Yeah.
I just forgot how the whole nominating...
No one gets a point, but I mean, you knew the rules when you introduced them.
I know.
Well, question number two. It's not just KFC who's been under scrutiny this week. Why was Nando's in the news this week?
Because they have...
Because chicken is...
bad chicken. No, because they've had issues with their chicken processing plants, like hygiene-wise.
No.
They have been kicking chickens in the face. William.
Because it's been exposed their spicy rice isn't actually spicy.
Is that actually it?
Could that's be. Not true.
Is it?
Obviously,
that's not true. It is spicy. No, you just might have gone to Nando's and got a batch of unspicy rice. Well, this is a fiasco.
Surely it's subjective. Everyone's version.
Do I get 2 points?
No, you get no points. The real answer is that they've been selling McCain's fries as their own.
I actually knew that.
No.
Bombshell.
And did McCain's know about this?
Probably not. They're probably not in the loop, but I mean,
wait a second.
They must have realised, why are we getting all the orders from Nando's?
So wait, let's just go back a step. Yeah. Now, are they oven chips?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. they're deep frying oven chips.
They've been cooking frozen McCain's fries,
right,
and selling them as if they're their own.
Ooh. It's okay to subcontract chips.
But it's more
yeah,
like
but it's not if you're not if you're claiming that they're yours.
They don't. They just put peri peri salt on them, don't they?
Yeah, but it's under the Nando's banner, isn't it?
I think it's like they take the end of anything wrong.
We're not being swindled. Like, McCain's chips.
You'd have to
money.
Put McCain's chips because it would be like you can't sell another person's product without.
Are you not a bit like, oh, if I wanted McCain's fries, I'd have just bought McCain's fries and had them at home and not have to go to the Nando's?
Yeah, but I haven't got peri peri salt, have I?
But you can buy peri peri McCain's.
Right, I'm sold. Yeah, no need to go.
What's your next question, mate?
Let's move on. Let's get stuck on the old salt.
Question. But good to sort out your shop for later. Question number three. What is cherophobia? Cherophobia.
Why do I get nominated on first?
You're not quick. You're not quick.
Cherophobia. Cherophobia.
I've got it.
William.
It's a fear of cherubs.
Close.
Or cherubic.
Oh, no. I'll
Robbie.
Go.
On Robbie.
Cherophobia is a fear of Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Vicini.
See what you did there. It's not. It's a fear of happiness.
Is it?
It's a fear of happiness. So according to the Metro, it's not a condition that's widely researched or defined, and currently it's not listed as a disorder. However, it's very real. So
someone's
it's an irrational aversion to being happy, but that's been the news. The Metro have been covering that one.
Wow.
Yeah. Most of the Metro readers are pretty unhappy though, aren't they? Because they're sitting reading the Metro.
A lot of people going, I can relate to that.
So what are the points?
So 0-0.
0-0.
0-0. So we're getting dangerously close towards a tiebreaker, which we all know the answer to.
Okay.
Question number four. What have people been bulk buying in Taiwan?
Robbie.
cheese. No, it's a non-edible product.
You're so random.
Well.
Cheese. Ooh, cheese.
Oh, no, I was just... All right. Well...
What?
Oh,
fish sauce? Oyster sauce?
It's non-edible.
Oh.
Fish sauce?
Similarly to oyster sauce.
It's not edible. Okay. Daffodils?
Okay, yeah. I mean, you're not going to get your toilet paper.
Bulk buying daffodils.
They're cheap this time of year.
Seasonal. I just want everything to look pretty.
It's basically the price of toilet roll is about to go up by 30% in Taiwan. So people go, I'm not having that.
Wow.
I'm having this.
Why?
And again, I don't know. Don't know the cause. Didn't look into it. But that's some homework for you.
Can you
imagine
next
that? Week.
Not being able to afford to wipe your ass.
I think we know where I can. Next question.
Probably once had that issue.
Final question. I really want you guys to get a point here. So I'm hoping. I'll let you guys guess for a little while here. The Razzies, do you know what the Razzies is?
Yes.
It's like the band, the anti-Oscars. It was held this week. What film won Worst Picture of the Year?
William.
50 Shades something.
Darker.
No, that was the second one.
That was, so yeah.
50 Shades.
Free, or Freedom.
50 Shades of Shite.
That was a nominee, but not the winner. It was the first animated film to have won it in decades.
Oh, the Emoji Movie.
Point for William.
Well done.
Yes, and that's the game.
That's the real quiz.
Right.
Well, it is.
So congratulations, Will. I don't know what you'll do.
Well,
with what you'll do with the prize money, but they're good games. Handshake. Well, thank you both for joining me on another episode of This Might Be the News, and thank you, listeners, for being with us.
I think never has might been more true.
Yeah, there was maybe two...
No, don't forget the weather stuff.
There might have been two fully formed sentences that made sense about the weather somewhere in there. But thank you, and see you next week.
Cheers, bye.
Thank you for listening to This Might Be the News. If you enjoyed this week's episode, then we would love it if you shared it with all your friends. Even better would be reviewing it on iTunes, which will help other people find us. Cheers!